I'm Drew with your Linux headlines on May 22nd, 2020. The dispute between Rothschild Patent Imaging and the GNOME Foundation has ended with a walkaway settlement. The foundation has hailed the agreement as a victory and explained that RPI has committed to never again pursue a patent claim against any project using an existing open source initiative approved license. The Foundation's executive director, Neil McGovern, has stated that the settlement costs nothing to GNOME, and while the terms are not being made publicly available, he's offered to share them with FOSS authors who may be impacted. RPI had originally filed suit alleging patent infringement in connection with the Shotwell Image Manager, which actually isn't a core GNOME application. Possibly as a result of the case, the Foundation is now consulting on proposals to make it clearer what software falls under the GNOME umbrella and which projects might receive support from the Foundation, but be separate from it. The Wall Street Journal has reported that IBM is planning to lay off several thousand members of its staff. While the company hasn't formally disclosed the scale of the redundancies, an alleged insider has suggested that two different global teams within the organization could see job losses of at least 25%. The main driver behind the layoffs appears to be IBM's desire to refocus on cloud technologies, and a spokesperson for the company has said that staff should consider reskilling to become competitive for available roles. The company behind the WordPress content management platform has invested $4.6 million in the Matrix messaging ecosystem. Automattic made the investment in NewVector, a company set up in 2017 by the core members behind Matrix, and which aims to help fund and grow the development of the messaging protocol. The move is expected to result in some form of integration between the two platforms in the future, but we'll have to wait to see what form that eventually takes. Microsoft and Electronic Arts are both making surprise contributions to the open source world. Having previously re-released two early versions of MS-DOS under the MIT license, Microsoft has now pushed out the source code for GW Basic under the same terms. The 8088 assembly code dates back to 1983 and may not be immediately useful today, but the same can't be said about the contribution from Electronic Arts, which has committed to re-license portions of two Command & Conquer games under version 3 of the GPL. The company intends to open source the code behind its Red Alert and Tiberian Dawn titles when it launches its CNC Remastered collection in June, and has specifically chosen a license that will enable its code to be used with existing open source Command & Conquer-based projects. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/160. We're off on Monday for Memorial Day, so we'll be back on Wednesday.